This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's really just registering to me this story about a Canadian woman, finger quotes, suing a salon for refusing to wax her penis. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. PG-13 show today, not because I'm in any kind of a feisty mood, but this story sort of speaks to the human condition that we've been led to by leftists. I was at a rally the other day. And it's around school choice and, you know, sexualization and this agenda that they're pushing in Arizona schools. And, of course, the agenda is across the country. They give it different names in different locations to try to keep us off balance. But at the end, it's this whole pervasive leftist culture that wants to sexualize kids, demoralize kids, make victims of them, and essentially pass the buck on learning. Schools are essentially saying, look, we don't want to teach. Let's just not bother to teach. Let's just let the kids do whatever it is that they want to do, and it'll all come out. It'll be okay. Well, it's not okay. How about education? Focus on education. Anyway, that's not my point. So this guy, he's a leftist reporter. It's the only way he reports. He reported on another rally that we had, and he called it, a racist. I'm the one who's doing the rally, and he says it's racist. Racist against minorities. Anyway, he's doing it. He asked a question of a lady who is a stalwart. This woman is, like, huge in humanitarian issues, sex trafficking, things like this. And she's having a big summit, bringing in all kinds of people from the UN. Here, I forget the date. And she asked me to actually translate and take some of the African people that only speak French and their African language to the airport because she doesn't have enough French speakers. So I said I'd do that. Anyway, the guy asked her a question. We're having this rally about school choice and all these other issues around school, the issues that leftists are putting into schools. And this guy says, so why are you just getting involved now? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, first of all, you're a reporter. You should know who she is. She's been involved in this for over 10 years. But what kind of question? Why now? Because the issue is important to me. And so when he said that, I said, what a stupid question. And he looked up. And I said, let me repeat. What a stupid question. What does it matter when she got involved? The fact is, she's involved. The question you should be asking yourself is, what led her to getting involved? And therein lies the answer. The idiotic nature of people like you and the people you support. The type of stuff that you write is the very reason why you have hundreds of people gathered at the, it was in the official, I don't know what they call it, but the government area of Arizona, Phoenix area. And they're gathered here because of the idiotic policies of the left and the very stuff that you promote. And he tried to overtalk me. I said, just shut up. Your job is to shut up and listen. And then I went on to explain it. And I'm telling you, people were coming over. Thank you so much for telling this guy this and all this. So let's go back to the story that I just mentioned. Okay, I'm going to start over for those listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And by the way, welcome to KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. This is a story about a Canadian woman who sued a salon for refusing to wax her penis. This is how crazy the world has become due to leftism, where we use her and penis in the same sentence for the same person. See, this is where we are. And oh, by the way, don't you dare misgender her, the female who happens to have a penis. Now, I don't know what world you live in. I don't know how you came up. I don't know how you were raised, brought up,
introduced to the world, okay, in any however you put it. But I'll tell you this. Here's what I learned about gender. I learned that males have penises and women do not. That's what I learned. I also learned the proper use of pronouns, and I understand their usage. So when we get into these semantic battles of gay marriage, which doesn't exist, gays can have unions that are as strong as marriage. In fact, they can have them stronger for all I care. I don't think you can get in a stronger union. It is built by God. But if you want to believe that, fine. But you can certainly do a union that is stronger than man's union. You know, in other words, a marriage. You can say, I want to be in a contract that says you cannot leave. Things like that. Do whatever you want. But let me tell you. You don't have the word marriage, and you cannot use the word her and penis in the same sentence when you're talking about the same person, or she and penis, or my mother was talking about her penis the other day. That doesn't compute. It doesn't exist. But see, this is the craziness. And here's the reason why I'm bringing this up, not because I want to keep saying penis on the radio, because it isn't that big of a deal. I'm no longer 13. Anyway. This is a microcosm of the bigger world. If you want to understand Russia, collusion, obstruction, think about this story. If you want to understand Ukraine and Donald Trump's so-called extortion of Ukraine, think about this story. Think about how Democrats don't see anything weird about this story. When you think of any of the crazy insanity, border issues, oh, I don't understand why you have a problem with us bringing over illegal banditos who sex traffic and bring drugs and allow terrorists to slip through into a sovereign country. I don't know why you would want to protect your borders. Think about this story. When you think about Democrats getting mad because the president challenges our partners to pay their bills for NATO, think about this story. When you think about why the Democrats get mad and tell us that we are going to lose the war on trade, a war where we spend $750 plus billion a year giving to other countries, think about this story. When you think about how they want one of those idiotic candidates that they have, and we're going to get into the debate here in a bit, but when you think about those idiots that they want to help get elected, think about this story. When you think of the craziness of leftism, think about the woman who is suing a business because they say, we don't want your business, and we're not going to be waxing your pee-pee. That's what you should be thinking about when you think about the craziness of leftism. And that's why you're here listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, because we bring these things to your attention, hopefully in a way that you find intriguing.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I talked the other day about a guy named Shane Gillis. And he's creating a controversy within the left, particularly leftist comics, because leftist comics have bought into this idea of political correctness and how they speak. And so these guys are just, they're trained, you know, eunuchs. I don't even find their comedy that funny. Now, I will admit, having to talk around political correctness does have its own sort of comedic flair to it. But I'm the type of person, if I notice something, I tell people this all the time, man, if you got a zit on the front of your nose, don't act like I'm not going to know. I'm not the one who's going to pretend it ain't there. I'm not. I might, if we're in a meeting or something, I might. But I'm just saying, the minute that we get into a less controversial, you know, not controversial, but like a place where, you know, it's not like something serious, I'm going to be like, dude, what's with that zit, boy? You know, when is the baby to be born? You know what I'm saying? Go on and pop that bad boy. I want to be on it. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. All my friends know this. And here's the deal. To dish it out, you got to be able to take it. You got to be able to take it. You got to have a sense of humor. I have friends that will rag on me about whatever. They will talk about balls. They'll talk about my weight, my height, whatever. I don't have a whole lot you can criticize. I'm a fairly, well put together fella, especially for my age. And I can hold my own in most circumstances. I was playing. Y'all, I probably told this story, but I remember we had a turkey bowl during Thanksgiving, and all these, early 20-something, 30-somethings were out there playing, and it was a neighborhood deal, so they said, hey, man, come on out and play. I went out there. I scored so many touchdowns that these guys were going, who is this ringer? Who is this ringer? And I'm telling you, I was a solid decade older than any of them, maybe older. And I was running around there like I was like a 4-year-old that could catch. So, yeah, I can take it. I can dish it out and I can take it. And when I'm not good, like in hockey, I skate like a pig on ice. You would have lots to ridicule me about. And I would go after the drink, after the game, rather, for drinks. And you would tell me how bad I was. And I would go, yeah, man, it was. No, it's actually worse than you even tell me. That's my nature. We should be able to take a joke. But we can't. So anyway, Shane Gillis was going to be hired on Saturday Night Live. We talked about this on the program. Going to be hired on Saturday Night Live. They found old material where he criticized Asians and decided, well, in the spirit of being, pro-Asian, we cannot make, we can't let Sean be on Saturday Night Live. Now, I'll be honest with you, Saturday Night Live hasn't been funny for decades. I never watch it. I don't care. But it, I guess in some circles, it's still a big deal. So Rob Schneider, former Saturday Night Live cast member, said, hey, man, you shouldn't be held to task over your comedy. Comedy can be malicious at times, but it can also... Comedy is such a tool, I swear. It's an amazing tool. Dave Chappelle doing Juicy Smollett was... that was one of the best bits ever. And, now I talked about Juicy Smollett, but I didn't make him French. And just Juicy Smollett. But David Chappelle did, and it was hysterical, and he was making the bigger point. He was criticizing the inability of black people to criticize Jussie, so they shut up. The LGBT community jumping on Jussie Juicy's, in this case, his side, when they knew this dude was wrong. It didn't matter. Look at the stuff that just happened with Kavanaugh. Didn't matter, right? I'm not talking about the first part. I'm talking about part two of Kavanaugh, where the New York Times blatantly omitted stuff live and still want you to believe that they're a credible news source. This is where we are. The reason why I want to bring up this guy Gillis, though, is he came back and he says it would be the funniest. He says he joked that Donald Trump would be the funniest president to get shot in his first return to stand-up. Now, I love that he did this, and here's why. He's not wishing for the president to get shot. He's joking about how Donald Trump would react if he got shot. It was enough to cause controversy on both sides, to make everybody think about the issue. See, that's what beautiful thing is about comedy. Because I've written a show, a pilot for it, called In Comedy There's Truth. In comedy, there is truth. And what the left wants to do is they want to silence these comics from the truth. They go on to say this. Gillis was booted from the NBC late night staple after a YouTube video surfaced of him using a racial slur while discussing the Chinatown neighborhood with another comedian. Two comedians riffing over material. In addition to the jokes about President Trump, a 31-year-old comic addressed the backlash he received since his joke came to light. This was hysterical. So here's what he said. Now, he's doing stand-up, and he says this. He says, it's been weird. He says, Twitter obviously has been nuts. You try to stay off it while the whole country hates you. That's not a fun feeling. He says, everybody's like, you can't say blank and not expect consequences. I'm fine with the consequences. That's it. I'm not arguing. But I do want everyone to know that I've been reading every one of my death threats within an Asian accent. That, my friends, is hysterical. That's hysterical. Good for him for getting up off the ground, going on stage, and making a joke out of the circumstances. That's what's called a callback. He gets fired because he was saying some off-color things about Asians. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever used an Asian voice like, oh, yeah, I was talking to this Asian dude. He was like, well, Kevin, you need to know something such. You ever done that? You ever talk like an essay, man? You ever talk like this? Hey, man, I was talking to this Mexican dude. He was telling me something like this, man, you know. A Puerto Rican, you know, you're talking to a Puerto Rican dude. It's very different. It's very different. Or you ever done a black boy? Yeah, man, so like, you know, my brother, you know, you all talking about stuff like that. You ever done those? Maybe you talked to a girly voice.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Here's the thing. We've all done it. There's hardly a person over 30 years old that hasn't told, you know, an off-color joke. I'll never forget my basketball coach. He said this. We were going in the basketball practice, me and a dude named Fagan, a black dude, and his name is Fred. And the coach goes up, the white coach, he comes up, he says, hey. He says, Jackson, Fagan. He says, how do you keep five guys from raping a white woman? And we were like, no, no, coach. He says, throw him a basketball. We just shut up. And we walked away. Now, I'm going to tell you, in today's society, coach is fired. Coach said that it wasn't just us. I mean, he was telling the joke to us, but other people heard it. You know, one of my teachers, he said this. What do you call four Mexicans drowning in the Rio Grande? I'm telling you, true story. I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, Cuatro Cinco. Funny joke. When you think about just the play on words, obviously four Mexicans drowning in the Rio Grande isn't funny, but you get the meaning, right? So, this is the way things are. Anyway, I love that Gillis did this. He says he was labeled a bad guy, he says, and people assume that he was alt-right or something. He says, for real, though, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. He winked at the audience. I didn't, but that was tough. His whole campaign was at me. Are you a fat idiot? Yeah, dude. What are we doing? And he's joking about that. Good for him.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As votes continue to be counted in Pennsylvania, Democratic Governor Tom Wolf says Pennsylvania's final vote count in the general election may not come today, but he will do everything in his power to make sure every vote is counted.
You know, the promise of democracy is that every vote counts, and that has been the promise of democracy since 1787. It's still the promise of democracy, and I intend, here in Pennsylvania, to make sure we keep that promise.
Votes also continuing to be counted in Georgia and North Carolina, where the president holds slim leads. We won't know anything regarding Nevada until Thursday. Fed Reserve policymakers begin a two-day meeting today, but don't look for any changes in record low interest rates. Most economists expect the Federal Open Market Committee to stand pat when it announces its decision on Thursday. This is USA Radio News. Kentucky voters are sending Mitch McConnell back to the Senate, McConnell defeating his Democrat opponent Amy McGrath on Tuesday, McConnell discussing his win over McGrath.
A statement by the people of Kentucky, I think that they like having someone from our state be able to help set the national agenda and to look out for Middle America and for Kentucky. Beyond my race, as all of you know, we picked up 13 seats in the state house. And I think even more significant, given the challenges Republicans have had in recent years in the suburbs, won back two seats here in Jefferson County that were lost.
Mike Bloomberg is seeing big losses after spending millions in a number of key states running up to Election Day. The former New York City mayor losing $100 million in investments in Florida, Ohio, and Texas in hopes of seeing Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden win over President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The haves and the have-nots have become the masked and the unmasked. The rich versus the poor, the black versus the white, the masked versus the unmasked. Men versus women, Muslims versus Christians, Christians versus atheists. Whatever it is, leftists look for ways to divide, and now we've got this new thing. Before, you could be breathing out toxic chemicals of who knows what, and nobody said a word, but we get this fake butt plandemic. Finally, people are starting to say it. This Wu flu, Chinese virus, pandemic that everybody wants to call COVID-19. And suddenly, we've got to go on lockdown, self-enslave, self-imprison, wear masks. Why? For the good of the nation. To keep it from coming back. To keep all these other things from happening. So what? They come out with a study 6 months, a year, 2 years, or post-Trump, of course, that says, oh, do you know what? Wearing those masks took 3 years, 5 years, 10 years off your life. Your body doesn't want to breathe carbon dioxide. God is an amazing being. And he said, we're going to make the air that humans breathe 78.084% nitrogen. It's going to be 20.9476% oxygen. It's going to be 0.934% argon. It's going to be 0.0314% carbon dioxide. Did you hear how much carbon dioxide I said that you're supposed to breathe? It is 0.0314%. The air that you breathe, people, is 78% nitrogen, and I rounded it, but it's an important number that it is 78.084%, almost 78.1. Oxygen, 20.9476, almost 21%. And if I rounded any of those in either direction, it is rounding out the amount of carbon dioxide your body is supposed to breathe in. Now, I dare you, put a meter underneath your little mask and tell me how much carbon dioxide you're breathing versus nitrogen and oxygen. Most people think I got to have oxygen. But nitrogen is the biggest portion of what you breathe. And here's what's cool about nature and God. It puts things in very precise amounts. If the Earth were a few thousand miles from where it is today, we'd be too cold or too hot, whatever. We wouldn't be where we are today. We couldn't sustain life. Everything is so precise. And you know who wants to screw it all up? Man, leftist man, Dr. Fauci. Yeah, I call him Fauci. And all these other people that want you to believe that they know better. No, stick that mask on. That's going to be the new norm. You want to drop dead, walk around in a mask all day. And you know they're going to come out one day and tell you this. The same way they tell you, oh, drinking wine is bad for you. Oh, I'm sorry, drinking wet wine is good for you. Well, it's certain types of wine that are bad for you. Well, those same that we said are bad for you, they're now good for you. Well, Kevin, if you drink one glass of wine a night, it's okay. You just can't drink three. Oh, wait a minute. Drinking three actually increases your blood this and oxygen levels. Who do you believe? Doesn't it make you question every single thing that the so-called experts have told you over the years? Don't you want to go back and put things into context and say, wait a minute. Is this really that good for me or that bad for me? Or was it somebody just trying to profit? Because I think it's just somebody trying to profit. So people have been said they have the Wu flu and they don't have it. The negative test, you know, the people that test positive and then go back and test negative is an astronomical number. You want to know why? Because these people have no symptoms. They don't even have a test that can definitively tell you that you had this disease. It supposedly, and I say supposedly, is something that incubates for 14 days, according to them. Do you believe it? It supposedly knows that after 6 feet, it's got to drop dead. It can't get after you. If you stand 6 feet, 1 inch from somebody at the 1 inch mark of that 6 feet, boop, it drops dead right there in front of your face. That's what they want you to believe. Because they have all the answers, right? And of course, if you don't listen, if you don't capitulate, you're a monster. What do they call that man, those Karens? He's a Neanderthal. He's going to go burn a cross somewhere. Yeah. He's the new definition of the racist. He's the non-maskist. I don't know what they're going to come up with, but they will make up a word that describes the people who rebel against this so-called authority. And what are we rebelling against, all of us? We are rebelling against the notion that we should be told to do something that we know is destructive to our health. We know is not going to prevent us from getting this stupid disease, that the cure rate is it's so big. Now, I mean, in other words, most people are not dying from this. The alarm bells went off a long time ago that this is not nearly as deadly as they want you to believe. But if you don't wear your mask, you don't love your neighbor. I want to get a big old butt mask. I'm not even joking. Y'all think I'm kidding. I want to be one of these dudes that starts a trend. You know, like wearing your pants below your butt. I want to be the dude that wears a mask on my butt with some big old lips on it. And I don't even know what I would put on it. But it would mock face mask. It would be like, I don't wear a face mask, but when I do, I wear it on my butt. It would be something like that. Because I'm so sick of this nonsense. And it took over. I told you guys the other day, it took over super fast. It went from the majority of people not wearing masks to now everybody wearing their stupid mask. Anyway, NBC's medical expert tracked his coronavirus battle. I'm reading it that way because you know I don't say that word. But here's what's interesting. He never had it. Let me read this. Joining me now is virologist Joseph Fair, who recently recovered from COVID-19 himself, said Chuck Todd on Meet the Press on June 14th. Dr. Fair, let me start with you because I would like you to share a little bit about your recovery from, this is blocking, I can't see it, from COVID-19. What should Americans take away from your experience? He says, I don't have any of those underlying conditions. I'm 42 years old, so you wouldn't think clinically that I would be one of those people who would get so very ill. I say that The 7 to 8 days prior to me hospitalizing myself when I was doing the self-treatment, that was the worst I've ever felt. I probably spent 23 out of 24 hours in bed. Then he joined NBC as a science contributor in March, and as a pandemic hit, they said. But he goes on, he says, those people that are young that think they're invincible are people that just don't think it's going to affect them that greatly, even if they don't get it. I say that my own experience was complete opposite. Well, Todd didn't tell the audience that Dr. Fair, and Dr. Fair didn't do it either, that he had already had at least 5 negative coronavirus tests. Well, 2 days ago, according to this article, on Twitter, Fair revealed the results of his antibody test negative again. He never had the Wu flu virus. And if you follow that article, I tell you, Google it. That was only the beginning of the story. So here's what I want to, I don't even care about the rest of it, because it was built on lies. But here's a guy being featured on MSNBC, Chuck Todd, and he's telling the rest of the world, you better watch out for this dreaded virus. It knocked me to my knees, man. I was in bed 23 out of 24 hours. I only got up to, you know, to use the bathroom for bio breaks. It could have killed me. And it was all a lie, because he never had coronavirus. So what did he have? Probably a flu. Something else. But it wasn't coronavirus. Multiple negative tests. 5 at least. This is what these people want you to believe. There is not a single shred of evidence that supports what's happening in this country right now. And I hate to say it to you, because I know many of you are out there wearing those masks, and I don't want to feel preachy, because it's your prerogative. You can do what you want. But you are buying into their nonsense, and therefore you are promoting leftist nonsense. Yeah, you know, it's your prerogative. Like I said, I'm not going to be sanctimonious and go, you shouldn't do it, or whatever. That's up to you. It's your choice. But I choose not to. I choose to change the way, the world is going to view this. And I want people looking at me going, oops, I'm sorry about that, guys. I want people looking at me going, man, this dude is just not going to, you know, he's a warrior. He's out there fighting the cause. And let me tell you, I'm out there. I see the one or two people. We remain the minorities. Like that dude I played in the clip earlier, where he says, go tear down a statue or whatever, but leave me alone. I'm just out here shopping. Nothing you do is going to change my mind about masks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans for a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Who knew that being healthy is racist? How woke are you? This article begins. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, for the record.
thekevinjacksonshow.com.
So how woke are you?
Aren't you? I got to say, you know, it's like anything else. Woke has become sort of this new thing that everybody's supposed to be. I don't know how it's not that new anymore, right?
Woke. How woke are you?
They say, no matter how attuned you may be to social justice ideology, you're probably not as woke as Maxine Ali. She is the kind of young feminist who spells women as W-O-M-X-N while slinging around academic jargon about normative gender binaries. Now, see, this is where you've let the kids run with the scissors way too long. They don't even know how to use regular language. Normative gender binaries. What in the heck is that? Let me explain it to your audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's freaks. It's little knuckleheads in college that experiment way too much. I don't know, products of molestation or whatever. And now they want to call themselves normative gender binaries. The article goes on. Miss Ali does most of her, and this is in quotes, activism on her Instagram account, which until a few years ago was a typical sort of influencer account about food and exercise. But that was before Miss Ali got a master's degree from King College London, where critical theory is a central component of the curriculum. You guys know what critical theory is? They say critical theory is to cultural Marxism what a hammer is to carpentry. Miss Ali is now qualified to identify systematic oppression wherever it may be found, which is to say, pay attention, everybody listening to Kevin Jackson right now, because I'm preaching, everywhere. See, everybody is oppressed everywhere. That is the leftist mantra. You cannot be doing well. Even when you think you're doing well, you're not. Remember when I told you guys when Biden, he says, the guy, Charlemagne, the guy says, how are you, Mr. Vice President? Oh, we're doing good over here. We're fine over here. Me and Jill and Dill and this and that and the other. How about you? How are you and your family? Oh, man, we blessed, black blessed and highly favored. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're black. You're oppressed. Oh, you right, Massa Biden. I forgot about that. I forgot. Thank you for correcting me before I needed to get a whooping. I would have said to Biden, who are you to tell me how I feel, you knucklehead? I took you at your word, Captain Demento. Why can't you take me at mine? How you feeling? Well, you know, my gout did kick in, and I got this kidney stone. I just been trying to pass for a month. But, you know, and then I don't know. I think I might have cancer of the tongue or something. But, you know, hey, thank you for asking. Anyway, really? How you doing? Fine. In this moment, fine. Thank you for asking. Everywhere, folks, systematic oppression. Here's what she says. The social construction of the healthy body promotes norms that preserve white supremacy. That's what she said in an Instagram post. This detailed at length how BIPOC, have you heard of this term, B-I-P-O-C? BIPOC, black indigenous people of color, are oppressed by the white normativity involved in the discourse of health. Hold on, white people. You now have something else you can no longer discuss. Let's see. You got sex. You got politics. And what else? Pay. Isn't it something? Religion, right? Religion, sex, and politics. Well, now health. You cannot discuss health. How you feeling, kid? Oh, man, couldn't be better. Oh, you shouldn't have gone there. Yeah, you shouldn't have gone there. Jeez, man. Aren't you woke yet? Haven't you been told you can't talk about your health? Because the BIPOCs, the black indigenous people of color, well, they are oppressed by your white normativity and your discourse in health. Here's what she says. When people talk about health and refer to a healthy body, whiteness is often assumed because it is what we have always seen in visual representations and performances of health. Y'all gonna let her get away with this, white people? I'm just asking for a friend, a white friend. Y'all gonna let her get away with this nonsense? You can't talk about health because it's racist? I don't get it. I don't understand you folks. She goes on, says the prevailing dietary and lifestyle practices that constitute healthy living glorify white middle class standards of food consumption, and living is singularly correct standard. Within this is also an inferential racist logic that only by embodying white norms and by downplaying ethnic difference can BIPOC achieve a state of health and success. The black indigenous people of color cannot achieve success if all we do is talk about white standards and food and nutrition. See, I didn't realize that 2,000 calorie per day diet that they talked about had color to it. I guess I wasn't, I guess I'm going to go back to eating just fried chicken and collard greens and stuff. To heck with the dietary restrictions. For the record, I don't know that you should have to put that stuff on food. But you do. But I didn't realize it was so racist. She says, discourses of health function to re-secure white privilege. The conflation of the thin, white, quote, healthy body with beauty, morality, and desirability aims to preserve racial hierarchies. Health discourses position whiteness as good and pure, whilst simultaneously devaluing brown and black bodies and framing them as bad, deviant, and pathological. Y'all getting this? Y'all writing this down? Health is racist, according to this Ali chick, Maxine Ali. She goes on, we cannot use the term health uncritically. We cannot have conversations about wellness without acknowledging how its structures and performances facilitate the exclusion, the marginalization, and the harm of black indigenous people of color. It's time to call it out. Now, this person writes this, as with most critical theory writing, it's difficult for a casual reader to discover exactly what is meant by all the academic gibberish. Perhaps our inferential racist logic prevents us from understanding it. But Ms. Ali appears to be saying that the adjective healthy is a racist code word signifying an effort to preserve white supremacy. It promotes norms that assume whiteness, thereby facilitating harm to black indigenous people of color. Thus, to the lengthy indictment of historic evils that white people are accused of perpetuating, we can now add the sin of bolstering white dominance by healthism. Are you a healthist? I'm just asking. Yeah, I'm looking at you hard. Are you a healthist? Do you care about your body? Do you count calories? Do you exercise daily? Because if you do, you very well may need to go to rehabilitation. Because you are a racist. I didn't want to get all up in your grill, but you are a racist. How dare you get out there and jog and bike ride? Go to the gym. Got gyms at your houses, don't you? Don't you? Yeah. If you don't have a gym at your house, you got some exercise equipment, don't you? Exercising that racism. Yeah, trying to get it out. One, two, I want to get rid of this racism, man. I want to work hard. This is insane, folks. I'm making fun of it. It says, readers may be tempted to dismiss Miss Ali's rant as silly ramblings of a young fanatic with too much time on her hands. But our universities are producing quite a lot of these fanatics nowadays. The anarchist mobs besieging major cities with, quote, mostly peaceful protests are sufficient evidence that such ramblings have an impact. And who knows what the pursuit of social justice may lead them to next? In fact, the claim that discourses of health are oppressive to minorities has already gained traction in the mainstream media. I haven't seen it, but they say it has. I told you guys, I need to make a list of the things that are racist, that are patently, ridiculously racist, just so you can understand the fight you're in. This, if you read any of that, it's garbage. Somebody's going to give her a PhD over this nonsense, this garbage. She's going to get a PhD. She's going to get elevated to the highest positions in organizations because of this stuff. That's why she's doing it. She should just be admit it. That would be the best thing to do, is say, you know what, I know what this will do for my career. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.